At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are back, baby. We are back. And we have a fun week ahead of us. The NFL draft is upon us. Yet again, the Lions will be drafting 29th in the first round. Late. compared to where they've been in the past. So it'll be a unique experience for a lot of Lions fans drafting that low. We're used to the top 10 almost every year. So this should be really interesting to see how it goes, especially because the draft is in Detroit. So the Lions, we'll see. But, it would be interesting if the team hosting the draft did not have a first-round pick. But I believe the Chiefs did that a couple of years ago when they were in Kansas City. Anyways, on this episode, we're going to be talking about really briefly about the uniform release, and then we'll be getting into our final mock drafts for the NFL draft this week. And that will be going over Lions picks rounds 1-7. We'll get all that a little bit. But before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. We got everybody here tonight.
Woo!
Because it's final mock draft time. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Bob.
Hello there.
Rud Dog.
Yo.
UJ.
Hello, Lions fans.
And Connor.
Hello, hello.
All right, gentlemen. So before we get into mock draft, we have to talk about the uniform release of the Lions. First of all, just the spectacle around it that they did was
We have to release
uniforms, and the owner just like dropped a tweet, and that was it. The Lions had like a full season ticket holder thing, a fashion show, if you will, in the stadium with everybody speaking.
It was awesome.
So before I get to the black uniforms, which I think we'll have maybe differing opinions on to a degree, let's get to the blue and the whites. First of all, the blues. Let's go around really quick. Bob, you like the blues?
Oh, I love them. I think they're amazing. I'm glad they changed the numbers to that block style numbering instead of that old style they had. And they look kind of like the older uniforms, like throwback to kind of the Spielman Barry era. And they're clean look. I love them.
Yeah, Rud Dog.
Oh, yeah, the new ones. The blue, the highlight of this whole thing is the blues for me, that going away from the gray core of the number but to a white was huge. The numbers just pop. The font change just looks fantastic. And I thought they looked good last year. I just think these were even still an improvement. Excellent.
Definitely. UJ.
Yeah, I agree with both you guys, and the numbers do pop more. And it's just like a cleaner look. Yeah. And the font is way better. I like it a lot. I think they're great.
Yeah, that's a good word, clean. I would agree with all the sentiment right now. But Connor, your thoughts?
Yeah, I like that they made the shade of blue slightly lighter. I think it pops more, and adding white back in is great. I think this makes them one of the top home uniforms in the league. Like, I think it's top three, and I'm extremely biased, but I don't care.
Definitely. It has a classic but modern
feel
to it.
I'd say top one.
100%.
Yeah,
top one. Yeah. No competition.
It's a very clean look. I wish they had done the same for the road.
Yeah. So, I mean, transitioning to the road ones, I love the white ones. But Connor, I know you specifically have a problem with seven letters on the front of the road one.
I just wish they had removed the Detroit and made the numbers bigger and done exactly what they did with the home, but white, you know? I think that would have been perfect, but this is still a 9 out of 10. I still like it a lot. It's a very clean look. With the black letters.
Is the sentiment shared amongst the rest of us here?
Yeah, I like them a lot. I wouldn't change anything on them myself. I love them.
No.
I don't hate the Detroit as much as Connor does over there.
I don't hate it. I just think it would look better without it.
I kind of like that it's only on the away jerseys. It's like they want to have their city with them when they're on the road, but on their home jerseys, you don't need to have it there. I think I don't know. It's kind of a cool little meta thing going on. They're doing.
I kind of agree with that sentiment too, and I do like them pretty much as much as I like the home ones. I like them.
Connor, you ordered a home one, right?
I did. I splurged on the fancy jersey, and I got Jared Goff. So I'm pretty sure he's going to be extended.
JG,
yeah,
good choice, cuz.
Should arrive in 3 to 5 days. Yeah, I don't know why I pulled trig when I did, but I couldn't resist. I had to get one.
I mean, they look really good. It's really tempting. It's really tempting. Yeah, I would agree about the white. I like the whites. I don't mind the Detroit on the front. I do think, you know, it's possible to get rid of it in the future. We'll see. But
I do like.
What does it say on the collar too? Each one has a saying on the collar of the uniform.
One has a 313.
The home is one pride. I think the away is 313.
Okay.
Right.
And then the black ones say Motor City.
Yeah. And then they have the blue collar because it's a blue
and
collar.
And UJ's triggered. Inside
is. Ah, yeah.
Oh, let's get into it.
Well, no. One more thing before we get to the black uniforms. The blue face mask. I like the blue face mask.
Oh, yeah. That's an incredible addition. I think it's cool. So much better than the gray.
I think that's... So I think clean is a great description of these unis.
Yeah.
Especially the black uniforms.
Right, yeah, baby.
We're back.
I want to start with you, Jay, on the black uniforms. Your thoughts, because you were like black at no cost whatsoever. The Lions did not listen to you. By the way, Dan Lions Campbell hat. Is a big fan of the black uniforms. So I just want to leave it there before you start talking to you, Jay. See if you can go against Dan Campbell.
Okay, first of all, I used to have tremendous respect for Dan Campbell and almost everything he did. Now he's dropped a bit in my eyes. Wanting this black Matt Millen retro bullshit fucking uniforms.
Yeah.
These are horrible. They're horrible, okay? They're horrible, and the blue numbers make it even more horrible. The blue on the black, it's brutal. And, you know, I don't know why people like these so much. You know, they did these polls. I'm reading all these polls and stuff, and people really love the black uniforms. I don't get it.
Can I interrupt really quick? UJ and Bob right now are both wearing black hats with grit and blue on their wearing
They're not uniforms.
This is not a football uniform, okay? This is
UJ
hat.
Talking about brutal. Your takedown of those black jerseys just now. That was brutal, man.
Yeah. The blue helmet looks so good with it, too. I think it really pops off.
No, the helmet sucks, too. It's not even... You know what? They should have done something that more vibrant that popped out. It's just like this matte,
like
dull color. Eyes. Like sort of like the Cardinals did with theirs. You know, they had that black helmet with the red metal flake in there. It was brilliant. If we did that with the blue metal flake and the Lions logo, that would have been great. But this thing is ugly and it's boring and it's that.
I disagree.
I hate it.
So, Bob, you like the black.
Well, I don't like the
Bucks. Bob.
I mean, Matt Millen's a nice guy, but I don't think they should make a tribute to him like they're doing with this, you know, because he was really bad.
They were black in the 40s.
It's obviously.
I didn't know Matt Millen was the GM in the 1940s.
I don't know. You would know more about that than I. But I know that the Millen era that they're honoring here was not a good one. But having said that, the fact that they did go with the black. These black uniforms look way better than the old black uniforms.
I definitely agree with that.
I mean, these do have a clean look, you know, as far as the black goes. It's not Lions color, but whatever. And the helmets, I think they look cool with the black, but I just hope that doesn't mean they lose the crawling lion from last year, those helmets. I haven't seen anything about those.
I think they did replace them because
those were awesome.
I love those helmets. Helmet. It's a shame it only lasted a season.
Yeah, well, they did it because of the 90th anniversary of the
Lions. I have a feeling it'll show up
again. All of you, all right, now you guys who are ready to leg hump these black uniforms, go ahead.
I like the black uniforms. I am not afraid to say it. I'm not leg humping anything.
I'll give you all a leg hump.
I like them. I'm a fan. I liked them way more than I thought I would. So I'm pro black uniform. The players seem to absolutely love them. That seems like that is their favorite.
Kirby Joseph loves it. I actually like the Lions text on this one in the blue. I think it actually is great on this.
I would agree.
And I also prefer the black pants to the blue pants with this look.
Well, that I need to see a little more. I didn't really get a good look at the blue pants, but
I heard. I like I the heard blue. There's a
I like the blue.
I heard there's a
I like the blue too. I just think the black looks cleaner, in my opinion.
I heard there's a computer program where you can put on your TV, colorize the uniforms in different colors when you watch the game. So I think I'm going to invest in that.
I agree.
All right, Rundog, your thoughts.
With Bob, and like I think philosophically, I just don't like black is it's not our color, but I gotta say they do have a certain quality that I enjoy. Like I played the black uniforms in Madden, and like these ones look much better than what they used to. And like the blue helmet and actually changing the whole uniform and not just having an alternate jersey, I think is a big difference. Though I will say the black lion logo is weird. I have mixed feelings on that. But execution wise, much better. I still wouldn't have gone with the choice, but as it is, as an alternate uniform, I'm more or less okay with it. I think they look all right. And
well, I'm proud of Detroit. The black uniforms had like an 80% or even like a higher approval rating. So I think UJ, you're in the minority here in terms of despising them.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I can also say one of your daughters is a big fan of
made a point
one,
to hate them early on in the process, and now he's had to keep doubling down, so he has no choice but to.
I was praying they would not use black at all in whatever they did, and they just decided to just go all
they
black.
They didn't in the home or the road.
When I mean, they
why can't they have
did
some
the 2017
girls?
Uniforms, they specifically but said like, we're taking
here's
black
a here's
out
a question philosophically about this because I do have a little issue with the black, but like we have two colors, Honolulu blue and silver, but we want to do alternate uniforms. Your choices are basically white or black, the other two like primary like base colors. What you got to kind of do something with. What do you do? We already use white.
Right,
how do you alternate?
That's what I was asking. Like
they're just alternates because I think
you didn't like the silver, so what color would you prefer to see?
It wasn't
I thought the grays were
I
like
those grays. I thought those would look good.
Hey, what a real silver jersey might have looked cool, I will say. Like a true silver instead
that
of
would
the
be.
Now that would be something different. Yeah, that might
but
be.
I do think it's the black is a clean look. And I hope when they add the third helmet next year, they add
I
a
I just
want to
see an all blue uniform with a blue
white
helmet.
Like the Bengals
blue socks
did.
And blue pants and jersey. I want the blue true blueberry uniform.
Yeah. What I would like, if they're going with the black, is make the helmet black and
all black?
The lion black with a different shade of black.
With mats?
Just like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, all black.
I think
all
that's
black.
Too much. I think it's too much.
Yeah, and like then, the mat and then the shiny, like a different
and then we'll
color
have like
the, lion,
the old like
shade
janitor
of black,
waiting like little by the switch for like the right time for like, the, like when the running back breaks open, he hits the switch and it goes dark and they can't see the guy. He's lost in like Batman at night in the shadows. He just, you can't see us. We're too stealthy.
No. Well, all right. If our listeners want to share their opinions, throw them out there on Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid for us. Also, I want to mention before we get to a mock draft that on Thursday night, I should have mentioned this in the top and I forgot, but we will have a live stream on YouTube for the full night of the draft starting at 7:00 Central. And we'll be following the draft live and all the doings and goings on. So YouTube, that's at DTBK, or type in Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, subscribe to the channel. And then we'd love to hear from you guys throughout the night, our listeners, as we see everything that goes down on Thursday. Always a fun.
We guarantee 100%
third year in a row that we've done this. With the Lions picking this late.
We guarantee we guarantee 100% accuracy.
And there will be drinking.
We will have accurate predictions. That's what we offer here at this puck. Wait, no.
One of my old coworkers, him and his buddies, they get together and they have to predict each pick.
Oh my God.
And if they get it wrong, they have to take a shot.
How was their funeral kind of like
first
awkward,
round, the first round only.
I'm just assuming they died because that's insane.
I heard it. I just it was described to me
as the first round.
Sloppy,
like, hey, there's no way.
Oh my God.
But anyways, so we will be attempting to not do that, but at least predict the Lions draft picks tonight in our final mock drafts. And it was decided before the pod here that we are not going to have, I was the only one that had a trade, so I will not be doing a trade. We'll have no trades. It'll make it easier to follow. What's going on?
No trades.
No trades, but I'm gonna throw out what I think the Lions will do, at least. And you guys can do that as well.
So what you're saying is you're going to trade at a certain point, an inception of mock drafts? You're going to do a mock draft within a mock draft? Is that what you're saying, Z? You're gonna give us your other mock draft anyway?
Maybe. I might. No, I won't do that. I'll just tell you what I think the Lions are going to do at a certain spot in the draft. But so here's the Lions draft capital for this draft. Round one, they have pick 29. Round two, they have pick 29. Round three, they have the ninth pick. That is from the Vikings in the TJ Hockenson trade. They had their own third round pick traded away in the Carlton Davis trade. No fourth rounder. They traded that away for Roderick Martin last year. Fifth round, 29th pick. The sixth round, they have the 25th pick from the Bucks in the Carlton Davis trade. And then the sixth and seventh round, they have the 29th pick as well. So that is seven picks in total. Not the most, definitely not the least in the draft, but it's a little thinner than past Lions draft capital going into a draft, at least. Definitely not two first rounders.
It always seems like we have a huge
like
gap in our draft somewhere. It's just going to be dull for a few hours unless Brad trades. I'm good.
Which you could. He very well could. This is a crazy draft, too. There's as many as 5 to 6 quarterbacks being projected in the first round. It could be the first four picks in this draft. Go quarterback for the top five, which is great if you're down below and you need somebody to fall to you. Like the Lions, they don't need a quarterback. So maybe one of those guys will fall. Also, they are projecting that possibly like the first like 8 picks will be offense in this draft. Like I just mentioned quarterback, so then there's 3 top receivers. And then like an offensive tackle. So like Dallas Turner and Liatu are like right now the odds on favorites to be like the first defensive player drafted, but that might not be the tens or below. So pretty crazy offensive loaded draft that we have going on here. But this is how we're going to do it. Since we're not doing any trades, we're just going to go around at least rounds 1 through 3. We're going to go around the horn, and then when we get past round 3, we'll just say our 5 through 7th rounders at once.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
All right. So, UJ, you sound like you're ready. You said you had the best mock draft of anybody in our text right
before we hopped on
here. You sounded super confident. So who will the Lions be taking? Who is going to be on that card read out loud by Goodell on night one at pick 29?
Okay. I went through many, many simulated mock drafts and spent hours and hours, stayed up late, you know, took drugs and things like that to keep me awake. And
wow.
2 toothpicks for my eyes and stuff like that. Anyway, I finally narrowed it down. My first pick at pick 29 is going to be Graham Barton, offensive lineman from Duke. I know a lot of people think that he will not be there at that point. However, there are a lot of scenarios that show that this could happen. So I'm going with it. I'm going with Graham Barton. And if we get him there, we got an absolute stud of an offensive lineman. So that's my pick, Graham Barton.
Well, I certainly hope you're right, UJ. Does anybody else here think that Graham Barton will be available by pick 29?
No,
I do not.
I don't either.
I've seen a couple people do it, but
he's just too damn versatile.
Yeah.
I think Jackson Powers
Johnson's a more interesting option.
That's my pick.
Yeah, right now is over
under. Tired, would you like look at the black jerseys to like make you angry and like wake you up again? Like look at the picture of them.
Well, that can raise my ire. I'm not gonna lie about that.
You know you can bet on the draft position of a guy being drafted, and right now Graham Barton is 20 and a half is over under picks.
20 and a half. Hmm.
So
yeah, but you know we've seen guys slip over. Before. We've seen guys slip.
We have.
It could happen, and I'm, you know, I did like several scenarios.
Maybe they trade up for him.
I'm sticking with my pick.
Yeah,
maybe.
Come on, let's see what you guys have.
Connor, who do you have?
Well, you know, every draft needs a name guy, right? You need a guy with a really cool name. And I'm going to knock this out in the first round. Kool-Aid McKinstry. Coolest name in the draft.
Very popular name.
The darling of our pod. No doubt.
I thought about Jackson Powers Johnson here as well, but I don't know. I still think the Lions are seeking the top corner, and All-American from Alabama kind of fits the mold of what the Lions are looking for. I think Kool-Aid's going to be the pick at 29. No trades. And he could also be gone, but I think he'll be there.
I gotcha. All right. So Kool-Aid McKinstry for Connor. So we have Graham Barton and Kool-Aid McKinstry, the cornerback out of Alabama, who didn't he had a foot thing, so he didn't work out at the combine. Second cornerback on Alabama. So that would be interesting. A lot of mock drafts have at least, you know, around the internet from like CBS and et cetera, ESPN have.
Oh man, this is such Red a crazy dog. Spot to be drafted. They're so like, it's literally impossible to really pin down a likelihood because you can't possibly know what's going to happen in the first 28 picks. But I think some crazy things could happen, and I think it's going to come down to a choice for me in this pick between Jackson Powers Johnson and Cooper DeJean, and I went with Cooper DeJean. He will be just not necessarily because he's going to be a lockdown cornerback. I just think he's a playmaker. I think he's a stud. I think he can do some lockdown coverage. I don't know if he'd ever become just a true number one lockdown guy. But, like, I think, like, having him and Brian Branch roaming your secondary could only create good things for your defense. And I think they get an explosive playmaker defensive back in Cooper DeJean at 29.
All right, well, there you go. I'm just going to say, I don't think he would be it's available, tough. Personally. I hope he to could God fall, he is.
I would be super happy.
UJ or Red Dog, I hope your picks come true, one of those two, because I love those guys so much. I think it'd be perfect, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
I think the thing that could cause him to fall, right, though, is there's a narrative out there about his limitation as man coverage. And, like, it's the kind of thing that can just kind of nag a prospect like that, you know, who's already a white boy cornerback, so, you know, there's, like, that taboo.
I mean, a lot of people think he could play safety, though,
well,
too. Like,
we need depth there, too, so that's where I'm like, well, I'm like, I just don't think you can go either. Wrong adding a playmaker defensive back like him for the Lions secondary, because I don't think I'd want him to even necessarily play corner right away with Amik Robertson and Carlton Davis.
Yeah. All right, so we have three different picks. This is great because in the past when we've been in the top 10 or something, usually we have like a universal consensus on who we're picking. So this is fantastic. This is already one of the more fun mock drafts we've done this far. All right, Bob, who do you have with the Lions going from the first round?
All right, I'm going with the same guy I had my last mock.
First repeat.
Which is Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama. This guy's, you know, he's been a star since high school, like coming out, and he's ready to be a pro, man. He's going to be I like Cooper DeJean, but he looks a little more risky to me as far as getting burned, and, you know, he'll probably make some big plays, but I just
Kool-Aid
like
McKinstry
more,
is
like,
so weird.
Solid, pro. So
like
Kool-Aid McKinstry,
if you're right, Bob and Connor, like, I feel like he was like slotted to us by fate, because I feel like he was penciled to us for some reason at the back end of the first round. Just everyone seems like he's the perfect fit for us. Like, and it'd just be wild if he ends up being the actual pick.
Yeah.
We'll rename our pick. Pod drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
It's only lazy
because
it's been said so many times, Connor. I don't think it's
for
like
sure.
Lazy,
yeah,
I
for
think
sure.
It's a legit pick. I like, if we get him, I'd be psyched.
I would not be disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, I like your guys'
all right.
pick, too. None of us picked wrong.
All right, Big Z. Since you're so pessimistic,
no
one's going to be there at 29. Who are you going to pick?
They're all gone. I think Kool-Aid McKinstry could very much be there. I do think that's realistic. That's two for Kool-Aid, one for Cooper DeJean, and one for Graham Barton. So I think the Lions will trade back, is my opinion. If we had trades, I would have had the Lions. I would have had the Lions trading back into the second round with the Falcons, actually. I was trying to find like a win now team. They have Kirk Cousins. And I think they have 2 third-rounders as well, so I think they'd be comfortable giving up a third-rounder. They have the 5th pick in the 2nd round, and then a future 2nd-rounder would go to the Lions. I think that's a very possible thing. Also, Washington has an old colleague in their front office now as assistant GM. I forgot his name for life of me, but there's a connection there. That's a possibility. But either way.
He couldn't resist doing his trades, even though he's not.
I had to say what the trade was. I'm not doing the pick or anything. So,
but see, just that I also agree that I would not be at all surprised if he traded back here and gained more capital for this year and next year too.
Right.
Yeah. To be honest with you, so I agree with that. I just thought their exercise didn't include it. That's why.
So, at the 29th pick in the 1st round, a guy I think the Lions could get in the 1st round or early 2nd is. A guy I don't think we've talked about too much on here, but a guy I'm really pumped about, especially, and I think the Lions have a little extra, like, scouting report on him. Marshawn Nyland out of Western Michigan. Are you guys familiar with him at all?
No.
As a first round pick, that's right.
I had him in round three.
67.
I had him in round 3 on my mock.
Really, he's not going to go to the 3rd round. I can guarantee that.
I've seen a lot of
that.
6'3", 267.
Be accountable for that one.
What do I get? Bull testicles, right, or something? Whatever he said. fair enough. I will take it on because I don't think he's falling around 3. That's for sure. 4.75, 40. 9'11" broad jump. Western Michigan, you know, slight concern, but a lot of people have first round grade on him, if not early 2nd. I think in the 29th pick, you're looking. I mean, the Lions could always use additional depth on the defensive line. I think this guy has it, so like he can be a rotational guy while building out the traits because he has superior athletic traits. 4.75 at 267 is nothing to mess around with. And I think he has a little work to do on his pass rush skill, like ability, like just technique and things of that nature. But he can at the very least be this is a guy that plays hard-nosed football. He is a Detroit Lion to a T, a Dan Campbell, like a Kaminsky type, like a guy or a Hutch type, you know, like a guy that just has a high motor, high character, team captain. You know,
I like it. The reason I like it is because
that was one out of the blue there.
Well, yeah,
anticipate that Brad Holmes is going to pick the unexpected guy. I do feel like,
well, he'll definitely be there.
He will. I mean,
that'll be easy.
He might.
Maybe we'll trade up to get him.
I'll tell you what. I don't think he'll be there at their 2nd round pick. So if they really like him, I think they'll take him. I'm just guessing at what I think they like, and I think that might be it. So
I love it, Z. I love it.
Interesting. Nobody went wide receiver. I've seen a lot of
wide receiver or edge. I think edge
lines in the 1st round.
I think after the first few edges, this draft is interesting, and you're gonna find have to look for gems later. I don't see obvious edges where we're at. Like this guy. You're going to draft him ahead of his projection a little bit based, which, you know, if Brad Holmes does it, obviously I'm fine with it. But like edgewise, there's just not a glutton of talent on this draft class, as far as I can tell. And I think, they're going to get weapons at receiver because there's a ton of really elite weapons and O-line maybe or safe cornerback.
Yeah, I just think Nealon's upside is up there with anybody else in this draft, and I think the Lions want to tap in something like that.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. Good pick.
Modern Nick Fairley, kind of like
a big deep. See,
yeah.
Do you feel like he's a little redundant for what's his name, Pascal? He's like a very similar.
No, Darius Robinson is Pascal, and I don't want that. I don't think. I think Darius Robinson's more like a Pascal. Yeah. And
a lot of people have him going to the Lions.
I know they do. I do not want that personally. I'll be we'll be okay with it, but I don't love it as much, I guess.
Well, body type wise, they're almost identical. That's why I'm making more of that comparison. But I don't know how do you think they're so different, him and Pascal? What do you think he offers that Pascal doesn't?
I mean, I would have to pull up the athletic side by side testing. Maybe Kid J can do that, and we can come back to that.
Well, Pascal had elite athletic traits, so I mean,
Kid J, while we're moving on to round two, if you don't mind, producer Kid J, pulling up the side-by-side 40 stats for us. Or not 40 stats, just the combine testing for the two. But let's move on now to pick round two for this Lions team. That is pick 61 overall, the 29th pick in the second round. And I guess we'll go in reverse order now. Uh-oh. So, Bob, I'm going to throw it back to you. Who All do you right. have the Lions taking in the second round?
Well, you mentioned wide receiver, which you didn't have in the first round. I do have it here. I have the youngster. Well, he's 23, but from Florida, Ricky Pearsall. Wide receiver.
I hope
this
so.
Guy, he's got.
I would love that one.
He's got. He's not the, like the blazing out guy, but he's 4'4", 140, and he can jump and he can catch. And the thing with him, like when I was reading about, like, he gets open. He needed a better quarterback that's accurate and doesn't get any more accurate than Goff. So we need a receiver. No. You know, losing Reynolds, he could be that guy for the clutch catches out there. Mm. So Ricky Pearsall, that's who I got.
Awesome.
Bobby.
I love awesome that one. Pick.
I love it, too, so much so that I did the same thing.
you guys think he's going to last that long?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. This there's a crazy amount of talent at receiver in like the first few rounds of this draft. So like it's hard to say. It's all going to depend on preferences and things. But yeah, I would love to get him in the second round. Yeah. And he was an absolute playmaker despite like bad quarterback play all around and him.
I think he can contribute right away too, which will be good.
Oh yeah,
you know, you get a guy right out the bat.
Like I think he could compete for that spot that Reynolds left open. And at the very least, you could just, you could drop some like plays for him because he's an explosive athlete.
So you both had Ricky Pearsall, very interesting. And there's another wide receiver I just love that I don't think we're gonna draft, but I just want to throw out his name, Ladd McConkey out of Georgia. He's That's a really fun wide right receiver.
Would love to see him.
But maybe they'll pick him at 29. I don't know.
Dude, there's so many receivers in that first like grouping like that. I just want one.
Yeah.
It's I feel deep, like the Lions are going to add
wide
one.
Receiver class. It's a super deep wide receiver sure. class.
Well, like that Roman Wilson out of Michigan. That kid's got some interesting.
Like you say, it's deep. I could see Brad waiting to do it later in the rounds, but I just think Ricky Pearsall will be a nice one to grab if he was available. So.
Oh, yeah.
I think one of the higher end guys early because I feel like this offense is just so close to being one of the best ever. And like another dynamic receiver would just put us over that edge.
Yeah.
Cause that's like, well, here's the thing. Think about it this way. It's probably the only position we could draft with a reasonable expectation that the rookie would actually step into the starting role for that position. We don't have a starting X or a proven X receiver. It's the only position on our roster that I can think of where they wouldn't have to really have a uphill battle with the starter. And so Good I point. Think getting one early who has, you know, really high upside would be really good for this team.
All right. Well, there you go. So two for Ricky Pearsall, the wide receiver out of Florida, joining the most elite offense in the NFL, if not one of the most elite. So Connor, who do you have for the Lions going to round two?
I have the Lions looking a bit to the future, to the O-line, and I have them getting Cooper Beebe, guard out of Kansas State. He plays a little bit of right tackle and left guard, so he's got the versatility that the Lions like high motor, high run blocking grade. I think he fits like what the Lions look for in O-line perfectly, and he can sit for a year, you know, and like develop, and I think next year would be flying.
I love that, Connor. I had him in my first mock. I like that.
Yeah.
He has short arms.
He does.
But that is like his knock. That's why he'll be available.
I just think he seems like a Dan Campbell type.
I hope he's there in the second round, Connor. The reason I thought about taking him, but I didn't think he'd last there. That's why I didn't take him.
There's a chance he doesn't. I've seen him mocked earlier, and I've seen him mocked later. It's just, you know, you never know until you see it. But
super high character guy.
I would love him. That'd be great.
So that's my guy.
Yeah. I'm loving all our picks, by the way.
These are all good.
I hated anything we've taken thus far.
Me neither.
Well, we're geniuses. I mean.
So two for Ricky Pearsall. That's one for Cooper Beebe, the guard. He's a tackle out of Kansas State, but projected to be guard in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he's the first offensive lineman as well from Kansas State to be inducted into their Ring of Honor, or he will be, rather. So, and that, they've had a long, rich history of football there. So anyways, UJ, who do you have for the Lions going in round two?
All right, at pick number 61, I got the human dynamo, the white tornado, the guy who, with Jared Verse, led Florida State to an undefeated season without a quarterback, mind you. A great defensive tackle, Brandon Fiske.
Braden.
6'3", 292, human dynamo, absolute terror on the field, defensive tackle. This guy, you add him to our defensive line, oh, my God. With the guys we got there now, this guy will tear people up. Brandon Fiske. He's a total Campbell type guy. Unstoppable motor, never stops, just unreal. Strong, powerful, quick. I think he ran a 4.95 or something like that at 292 or whatever his weight is. I mean, this kid is really good. And if you watched Florida State last year, him and Jared Verse, among other guys, that defense at Florida State was phenomenal. And he would be a great addition to this team. So that's my guy, Brandon Fiske, at 61.
I love Fiske, UJ. That's a great one.
Braden Fiske, though. It's not Braden.
You just had Graham Barton and Braden Fiske in back-to-back picks. Oh, my God.
Yep.
That would be so great for our trenches. That alone would make this draft a win. Oh, my gosh.
Trenches, what a fun cam battle that would be, too, just between
those
two.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Really now and future success. My goodness, I love those picks.
He was dominant in that ACC championship game. Oh, yeah. Louisville.
I think the kid's just his motor is relentless. Really sort of motor. Like Hutch, you know, like just nonstop, you know. This
put him next to Aleem and or Reader, man, get some penetration.
So what? I mean, I think he ran the fastest right at the combine for the 40.
He had a really good time. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, I knew it was better than 4.95.
4.78.
Freakish.
At 292.
And he's got height, too. He's like.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think he's going to be. Like, that's. Why is he going to the second round? That's nuts.
Well, I'll tell you what. I did a lot of scenarios of that, and I did a lot of simulated draft, and in a lot of them, he was still there. So I don't know what the odds are.
The Athletic had him going to the Lions, actually. So.
Well, then it must be right.
Well, that's my pick, and I'm sticking with it.
All right, I like it, Tech.
And he doesn't wear gloves either.
Oh, my God.
Which is interesting.
I wouldn't be mad if I wouldn't be mad if he was our pick at 29, so I love it at 61.
He hates black uniforms.
Yeah. He's got grit.
He'd look good he'd be good in a black uniform, though. So, all right, so I'm going to go with a guy. You know, I went back and forth on this one because I think the Lions, it'd be a perfect fit for the Lions defense. But he does have a DUI from 2 years ago that I don't know if that takes him out of the running for the Lions or not. But it's Javon Bullard out of Georgia. This is not like the most elite athlete per se, but this is a guy that is super instinctual, makes plays on the ball. Like, this is a guy that you want like for turnovers. A leader of your defensive backfield. He was defensive MVP in the national title game 2 years ago. MVP of the semifinal game that same year, too. Had a couple injuries last year on his ankle, but still 56 tackles last year, two interceptions, four interceptions in his career, 12 passes deflected. Just a really instinctual guy. A guy in the locker room, by all things that I've read about him, is like a really good locker room guy. And I think by having that DUI maybe a couple of years ago, like, he learned his lesson, because everything else since then has been good of what I've read. Like, there's major concerns. So that made me feel comfortable the Lions would take a chance on him in the second round, because I think a guy like that has depth in the defensive backfield. Because he can also be put in a nickel package, moved around. He's very dynamic, not just at safety, but in the box, outside of the box.
What's his name around. Again?
Javon Bullard, safety out of Georgia. So Javon Bullard, my pick for the Lions in the second round. They continue to enhance the defense.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
All right. So those are our first two rounds. And I just want to, I mentioned the GM earlier for Washington. Lance Newmark is the old Lions assistant GM that is now in Washington. So that's where that connection lies. And Connor, if I was doing my trade back, I would have Lions picking Cooper Beebe early in second round.
So. I'll take that.
That's why I like your pick a lot.
Thank you.
I like that pick.
I've seen Zach Frazier thrown out there to the Lions in a couple of mock drafts as well. Center slash guard out of West Virginia. I'm not sure if you guys have heard any other second round names floated out there.
As we're heading into round three, my pick is Zach Frazier. Center out of West Virginia. This guy, I'm looking to the future with this. Ragnow, hopefully he'll be around a while, but he's got that injury that's just tough and tougher every year. And this guy, four-time state wrestling champ, so he's strong, got a strong core, man. Once he's in there, he's got you locked in. And also, those centers, they have to know how to diagnose the whole field and everything. He was a finalist for the William Campbell Trophy, the academic Heisman. So he's a genius. So I do have Zach Frazier, just as you mentioned him, my third round, number 73.
I
love Zach Frazier.
That's very reasonable.
I would be happy with him in the second round. That's a good pick. I like that.
That's a great pick. So you have that, and this is the ninth pick in the third round. So it'll be a quick turnaround for the Lions to make that second another pick after the second round pick.
Yeah.
But Zach Frazier seems like universal appraisal for your pick, Bob. How about Red Dog? Who do you have?
Oh, yeah. I got for my third round pick an old lineman as well. Hometown, well, not really technically a native, but he played for Michigan. O-lineman Zach Zinter. He's coming off of an injury. I think that's going to cause him to fall a little bit. Mm. But his build and just his play style, he compares his. It's kind of funny. I was thinking it, and then I saw someone made the comparison. He's 6'6", like 307, and they compare him to Glasgow, and that makes perfect sense because they have like the same exact build, and Glasgow's been just awesome for us for so long. Get another guy like that for our interior. Really build for the future. Maybe he competes and wins a job this year at some point. Who knows? But, really just build that offensive line, keep that fresh bodies and studs coming through.
Definitely. Zach Zinner, I mean, Connor and Bob, Michigan guys. Any thoughts on him?
Yeah, he's good.
You could have picked the water boy from Michigan and Zach and Connor, or Connor and Bob would have liked that.
He'll be a good pro, man. I like
that. Yeah, he's a national champion.
Yeah, that too.
Oh.
Dude.
Yeah.
How much did his injury hurt?
Broken bones. Not too much, but a little bit.
I wouldn't think it would affect it too much unless the team's in, needs him now mode,
And that's where we're at a great advantage. Yeah. We don't need him right now.
But I like it.
Good pick.
Good one.
All right, Connor.
Marshawn Nealon, who you think is going in round one, I have going in round three.
I love it. this is great.
I agree with everything you said about him. Really high motor. Maybe needs to develop a bit, but I think he's like the perfect yin and yang with Hutch on the other side. And he's a guy who could sit for a year and develop. We have some depth on the edge there, even if it's not elite. I think he's in a good position to learn. There's a really strong chance he's not there at the third. I think the second round pick, it would be more realistic. First, I don't know about that. But Marshawn Nealon, I think if they get him at round three, I'll be very happy. I really went with him because I thought we needed an edge, and I looked at the rest of my mock, and I didn't have them addressing that anywhere else, so I had them attacking it here. And I do think he will fall with the Western Michigan thing. I think a lot of people don't. I've seen that shit on year after year by people.
I'm sure Z likes a pick if it landed there, if they ended up there.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a steal.
I'll be head over heels about that one.
So, my guy.
Nice.
Fascinating. We clearly did not say what you're going to be drafting before we entered this pod. So,
yeah.
Wow. All right. Third round. I mean, that'd be obviously incredible value.
Yeah. I like that we don't trade notes before this pod. It makes it way more fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, kneeling in the third. That'd be something, for sure. All right, UJ.
All right. I know secondary, we address it a lot in free agency and stuff, but I think here at pick 73, I think we address it here with Ronaldo Green, cornerback out of Florida State. My second Florida State pick in a row from a great defense, and this kid was really good with Florida State, and he could be there at 73, and he would be a great addition to add great competition to this secondary, and I could see a good future for this kid, even if it doesn't start right away. He'll add some great competition to this this group. So Ronaldo Green, it's 5'11", 186, out of Florida State, cornerback.
That's it's as pick. Though you're married to a Seminole. You're picking so many Florida State
players. You would think. You know, that's what it seems like, right?
No, that's good. I like that pick, though.
All right. I have the Lions now addressing wide receiver in the third round. I think a guy that would fit perfectly into our offense. And he comes out of an elite offense in the Washington Huskies. That is Jalen Polk out of Washington. 6'1", 203. Had 1,100 yards, 69 catches, 9 touchdowns last year for the national championship runner-up Huskies. 4'5", 240, so not like Xavier Worthy type, but still legit speed. Only 4 drops this past season, you know, on over 100 plus targets. So I'm not concerned about his hands at all. Also, like, he's a guy that just has very good body control. Like, if the throw is not exactly placed on target, he knows how to position his body to make the catch. So I think he could be put in that Josh Reynolds role into this offense to a degree, like a reliable third option, because we think JMO is going to step up, be that second option now, or possibly even one if he fulfills his potential. So Jalen Polk, to me, perfect in this offense, and I like him better than Antoine Green, at least what we've seen out of Antoine Green. So I think he could beat him out in camp as well.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to go with Jalen Polk, my wide. I think the Lions are going to address wide receiver. I think this is it. Unfortunately, not able to address offensive line yet in my mock like I wanted to. But that's the way it falls sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
It falls.
But I do think they'll address it because they're going to trade. But yeah.
Not a bad pick, though. I like your pick.
Yeah. All right. So we are now through the first 3 rounds in our mock. I don't know if Kid J was able to pull up that comparison yet for me. But between Josh Pascal and Marshawn Kneeland. I just want to see the measurables between them, the both of them. Because Marshawn Kneeland I have, I just don't have Josh Pascal's. I can search it, but like his athletic testing, like from the combine. But while you're doing that, KJ, we'll move on to... the Lions don't have a fourth round here. Oh, you got it? All right.
Pascal, well, Kneeland's up. 7'7", so. With a 162 10-yard split, 37.5-inch vertical, 10'3 broad jump at 6'3", 268 pounds.
Oh.
So tell me what is... Now compare okay. Now compare Kneeland.
Fair enough.
And who was that, Pascal? That was Pascal?
Kneeland.
Oh, 1 pound later.
6'3", 267.
Almost identical for some
guy. 540. Not as good broad jump. What's I guess 9'11"
Ooh, slower.
10-yard 1.6.
Slower 10-yard split.
That's a textbook third rounder. I'm just saying.
Pascal's an explosive ass athlete.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
I don't hate
Maybe
Kneeland,
my
but...
picks are wrong.
Well, I'm sorry.
I know you're very much in the Pascal train, which I hope you're right.
Getting very
you're
fixed
on the every
Lion
train.
On D end as our most like one of our most pressing needs. I just don't see it, and I don't think this draft has very many obvious upgrades over who we have on the roster, and like maybe like a Jared Verse.
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
You don't think that until we draft them.
I don't completely disagree.
He'd be
with
competing
you.
Though.
Very
with
red
guys
dog,
who
so
probably
I don't completely disagree. Again, this is the non-trade mock draft. I have the Lions.
Anyway, quit throwing shade at Pascal. It's all good.
My actual one, but
throwing shade. It's all, you know.
Not throwing shade at Pascal at all.
All right.
All right. All right. So are we going speed rounds now? We're just listing the rest of our picks.
Yeah. That? Yeah.
Yes. So, just a reminder. So the Lions have 4 picks left in this draft. The 164th pick. So they have a fifth rounder, the 29th pick in the fifth round, the 25th and 29th in the sixth, and the 29th in the seventh. Let's go with you, Jay. Let's start with you, Jay.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Actually, the next 2 picks are 2 of my favorite picks in the draft, believe it or not. If it goes the way I hope it does, at pick number 164, Tip Rimann, tight end from Illinois, which I just love this kid. I'm telling you, he's a total camel guy. He's a beast of a man. And he'll really add to this offense. Is that number 3 tight end, blocking tight end. Numbers at 201, their 6th pick in the draft. That would be our 5th pick in the draft. Harrison Mavis, the thicker kicker from Missouri.
I have him too. Let's go.
I want this kid. No. He'd be a fan favorite. He can boom the ball, man. He can kick it a mile.
61 yarders like it's nothing.
Like it's nothing. A big fat kid. He'll be a fan favorite, man. You'll see a lot of Mavis jerseys out
there.
Great
pick, UJ.
All right. At 205, Nehemiah Pritchett, cornerback out of Auburn. Again, we add to our defensive backfield. And then our last pick, 249. This is kind of a throw-in pick, and I went for just namesake. Frank Gore Jr., running back out of Southern Miss. And the only thing I don't like about my whole mock is I didn't have a receiver in there, and I kind of wanted to put a receiver in there, but the way things fell, it just didn't sort of happen for me, so I didn't pick one. But that's my picks. Tip Rimann, Harrison Mavis, Nehemiah Pritchett, cornerback, and Frank Gore, running back out of Southern Miss.
All right.
Fill up my draft.
There you go. All right. We like it. I like the Tip Rimann one a lot. I love
that kid, man. I really, really like that kid. I'm telling you, I want that. I want him out as a Lion.
I think he fit well, especially like he's a very much a Dan Campbell-esque tight end, like the blocker first type, except way more.
He's 270. He runs like a 4.65 or
his
something. Ridiculous speed for the guy his size. And he's absolutely vicious blocker. This kid, I'm telling you.
And when you watch him, you know, I watch a lot of U of I football, and when he catches the ball, which is rare for some reason, they don't really utilize him in the offense. But it takes like 3 or 4 guys to bring him down. Usually the man's a beast. Oh, yeah. They just don't, they did not throw to him very often. But let me throw this over to Connor. Now your late round picks to the Lions here.
All right. In round 5, I have Luke McCaffrey. Nice. Wide receiver out of Rice.
Yes.
Love that pick.
I've read
Connor.
A lot of great things about him. Extremely reliable route runner, extremely reliable catcher. 4.02 short shuffle, which is kind of like your feed off the ball. Best in his class. He was a quarterback at one point, which is very fascinating to me.
Yeah, Nebraska.
Before he went to be one of the best receivers at Rice. So that's what I have there. I also have the thicker kicker at 201. Harrison Mavis. I think I just love him. I don't know if they're actually going to get him, but I just think we need a kicker, and he's fat, and it's really funny, and he's got a booming leg, and we need a guy that can hit those long ones.
Yeah.
At 205, I have Sione Vaki, if I'm saying that correct, safety out of Utah. He also plays running back, so I think that versatility could be interesting. Maybe could do a little special teams. And at round 7, I have Jalen Key, safety out of Alabama. I think he could be the key.
So, that's why you draft them. You want
well played.
At the end.
Well played.
Come on. Like come on. It's round 7. Give me a break. It's round 7.
Beautiful.
That's my picks. Man.
All right. We like it. All right. Red Dog.
All right. With the 4th pick for the Lions at 164, we pick Marshawn Nealand. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
That was good.
Thank you. Good I got Tip Rimann in the 4th round, our 4th pick, whatever it is. I agree with you, Jay. That kid's got some special traits. and we wouldn't need him to come along super fast or anything. But you have a guy like him brewing behind, Brock and not Brock. What's his name? Frickin', we just signed him back.
Laporta.
Laporta and Wright and Brock Wright. I did say Brock. Oh, anyway, Brock Wright. I think he would just be a stellar talent that wouldn't need to have an impact right away, but might. And then in the next round, I got Mekhi Wingo. Undersized but really explosive D tackle out of LSU. Ran a 4.85. It would be nice to add another inside pass rusher this year and not just bank on Aleem and Anzarike. And then after that, I also had Sione Vaki. I've been hearing good things about him. He keeps getting paired with the Lions. Sounds like a good late safe.
Great pick, Red Dog. That's a great pick.
Thank you, Connor. Thank you. And then I got Cam Hart at 205. Or did I do an extra pick? I might have done an extra pick. Wait.
I think you did.
Yeah, Sione Vaki, I've seen as well.
Okay, actually, take away Cam Hart. I did an extra pick. Harrison Mevis with the last pick. I want the thicker kicker. I need the Lions need to restore their greatness at kicker. And I think getting a kid like that could be fun, and I think he's got the talent to give us some.
You guys, the Lions' future kicker isn't even in the draft.
Oh, you like the Bates?
You think
kid
it's
or
that UFL
it's
guy,
Jake Bates, out of Michigan Panthers? Yeah. UFL.
No, here's the thing though, Z. I say we
that
draft
Alabama
Mevis,
kicker is nice too.
Draft Mevis late, and then sign Bates, and let him compete in camp.
Well, we also have our current kicker that we paid $1 million to. You're over $1 million.
Yeah, and then cut him when those other guys win.
All right, let's throw this over to Bob.
All right. This one, it's considered a reach by probably some of y'all, but I went
Marshawn
with Harrison Mevis, kicker out of Missouri.
At fourth round?
Kicker in the fourth round. Fifth round.
Fifth round, fourth pick.
164.
But, because every year we go with these scrap heap kickers to compete in camp. We need somebody who can actually kick a long field goal. And he's kicked a 61-yarder in college. So this guy's got the leg. And like you said, he's going to be a fan favorite right away because he's fun to watch, man. So
I like the player. Yeah. That's an early pick.
Yeah. So I got him at the 164. I mean, you know, sometimes they drafted Jake Moody in the third round last year.
They
you know?
Yeah,
you
lost
the guy.
So,
yeah, right.
And you're right, Connor. At the Alabama guy will probably go before him, but I just like Mevis. So anyway.
All the fans.
It doesn't usually work out drafting a kicker that high.
Well, I don't agree with that, obviously.
Yeah, and
negative Nelly.
But anyway,
Debbie
no
Downer.
One available after the first round. Right?
Jason Hansen was a higher pick. Yeah.
If anyway, Brad Holmes does it, that's a different ballgame.
All right, round six.
Yeah, fair enough.
Number 201, I have Daquan Hardy, cornerback out of Penn State.
Ooh.
Need some competition in the cornerback room, so I got that. And then this one, you know, I didn't pick any Michigan players, I don't think. But Jackie... Rud Dog and UJ, you guys are big Notre Dame slappies. So I've got a gift for you, okay. Player, defensive end, Javonte Jean-Baptiste.
I like that.
Yeah.
He's got some nice
I love it.
Defensive end. So we need some help on the defensive line. And then round seven, I went with a defensive tackle. My gift to Big Z from Illinois, Keith Randolph, defensive tackle out of Illinois. So there you go.
Wow.
Take care of my boy.
All right, is your name Bob or Saint Nick? I'm not sure here. What's
so I built up the trenches there. Anyway.
Nice picks.
I like it.
Good job.
I love it. Absolutely. I also had him late in my seventh round as well. Bob.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I don't know if he'll make the roster, but I did kind of have a little bias in the seventh round of my mock draft. In the fourth round, I had the Lions going with a guy out of Penn State, projected to be like a center guard.
Fifth round.
Hunter Nurzad out of Penn State. I have two Penn State guys here in my late one.
Easy for yourself.
So second team, all Big Ten, 6'3", 317. He has obviously some work to do overall, but a lot of people are comparing him to Tyler Biadasz, the guard that we all liked coming out of Wisconsin. And he's done really well in the NFL. So not like an athlete, but
Tyler what?
No, Tyler Biadasz is the guy from Wisconsin. I forgot if it was last year or 2 years ago.
I remember him, yeah. He's good.
I mean, that's how you pronounce his name. It's spelled Biadasz is how you spell his last name. But this guy's name is Hunter Norzad out of Penn State. I could see him go to Lions here if he were to fall. Again, I think he might fall here because he doesn't have athletic traits, but really smart guy, one of the smartest guys on the team, leader of their offensive line. Now, Penn State offense up and down, obviously. But they do develop good offensive linemen, which is very strange how they cannot score. But because they also have like one of the top tackles in this draft. Anyways, so Hunter Norzad there. Luke McCaffrey I had. Connor as well. I had him going. I think he might be gone. No, this was one of my.
That's right. You guys are. That's one. Wishful thinking. I think he'll be gone.
Saw him a lot in round 5, which is why I took him there.
Yes, I seen him there too, and it's kind of like a wishful thinking, more so here. But I did want to mention him, but you got to mention him before me. Johnny Dixon, a cornerback out of Penn State. I have going to the Lions late here, and the aforementioned defensive tackle out of Illinois, Randolph. So
nice.
That is my 5 through 7 mock draft.
Hey,
Lions.
You want to know something funny?
Not bad.
NFL.com on their grading system has Hunter Norzad rated above Zach Frazier.
Really?
It has a 6.19 to Zach Frazier's 6.16, but I've seen Zach Frazier all over rounds 1 and 2, and I have not heard Hunter Norzad till today. Like, it's just so funny how that works.
Oh, yeah. It's just crazy in scouting and as a whole.
Oh, yeah. It's a
all
mess.
Over the board it is. But what we do know is that we believe in this Lions scouting department.
That's right.
For what they have developed.
Absolutely.
Well, Brad Holmes is acting cocky enough. He's got to back it up.
Hey, listen, Brad Holmes is going to change the way other teams think, too, because last year, look at all the shit he got for picking Jamar Gibbs, and Campbell in the first round. A running back and a linebacker, non-value picks at their positions. And these guys have turned out to be studs. And Jahmyr Gibbs is now the one everyone hopes to get a Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, everyone's looking for the next Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, Campbell has turned it upside down a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet they're all going to
– there's no formula,
they're
gonna okay?
replicate the wrong parts of his success. They're going to look at the guys he drafted supposedly out of place. And not realize they weren't drafted out of place to be rebellious or anything. It's because they were the guys that fit the vision. Like that's what's so hard to guess about. What makes him so hard to guess is that it's not positional value that he drafts on. He drafts for the guys that he ranks highest in the most likeliness to hit on their like high end traits. And these guys have high character, and they have to fit this culture, and that just makes it impossible to know. Unless you're in those interview rooms.
Right.
True.
And also, if you look at the running back class this year compared to the value the Lions got out of Gibbs, night and day difference. This is not a good running back class. So.
Well, actually, an example I think, UJ, of what you're saying has already been evident in the way everyone went ham on running backs in free agency. I think Gibbs was a direct reason why Saquon Barkley went to the Eagles. I think, I think these guys saw what Gibbs did for our offense last year, and I want a taste of that.
Hmm.
I don't know if I fully agree with that, but
I do. I think I obviously agree with myself. But
I mean, it was an unusually loaded running back class with a bunch of successful running backs in the free agent market. That's just the way running back position is a lot of short-term deals. There's going to be a lot more that hit free agency these days.
Yeah, but I mean, they went and paid some good money to get high-end backs. Like, there was a bit there where, backs were kind of almost, written off as dime a dozen. That's why everyone was so up in arms against the Gibbs selection, because of positional value.
That's why these guys aren't getting as big a deal, though, as they probably were. What? Even these top running backs aren't getting paid like they used to.
Oh, no, I mean, no. The position has been devalued significantly. I don't think Gibbs is going to change that by himself. But I do think that part of the reaction and all these guys hunting running back talent, especially explosive running back talent, was...
I will say, give the Bears giving Swift 3 for 8 makes the Montgomery Swift. 3 for 6 deal. Or three,
that cracks me.
$6 million a year for 3 years. Good. Look good.
I think this is fun that we're going to play Swift twice a year.
That is fun.
I can't wait to see.
The Bears are going to be so overrated this year.
I can't wait to see Swift. Branch just trucking them.
Are you guys excited to see the Bears ruin another like quarterback, this time a number one overall?
Absolutely.
Supposed a generational quarterback.
I hope he's as diva as he looks.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw he said he wanted to win 8 Super Bowls over 20 years with the same team, and I thought he would have to pull an Eli Manning to do that because it's not going to happen with the Bears. He'd have to refuse to be drafted.
I don't know. If he finds the right combination of nail polish color, I think he might get it. You know,
it's like, really funny to see the Bears fans like say, like at least early on, like, oh, my God, I don't want this Caleb Williams guy coming to our team. They've now convinced themselves to come around to him because they really don't have a choice. The Bears are drafting.
No, they don't.
I do think it would be funny if the Bears pulled like an audible and drafted like one of the other guys and just totally like left him out to dry because he has done nothing but visit the Bears.
Well, I like Drake May a little bit better than Caleb Williams.
I'm a lone wolf here, but I think Caleb Williams will be a good pro. I mean, I don't
Drake
think he's going to win.
Feels like the next
8
Mitch.
Super Bowls or whatever. But
no, I agree with you, Bob. I do think he'll be good. Unfortunately,
I don't think
I have nothing
Bears,
against them.
If they can screw him up, though, they will.
If anybody can, it's them.
I just hear my quarterback wears nail polish, and I immediately think that's going to be
so
a
what
strange...
if he can throw the ball, man? Who gives a shit?
I think JJ McCarthy's not going
to
be bad.
There's more to being a quarterback than just being able to throw the ball. You got to be a good leader. You got to have a serious amount of mental grit. Like Jared Groff.
I mean, everything I've heard about him in the locker room, he's a good locker room guy. So
he'll probably be fine. It just weirds me out that he wears nail polish. I won't lie.
That makes him a bad player because he wears nail polish.
No, it just weirds me out, and I would probably not think he'd be a
fit
with the Lions.
Well, the Bears shouldn't pick him because he wears you out. You should call them.
I do pick him because he wears me out. Then he's
I like Drake May a lot though in this too. JJ McCarthy, constantly mocks at the Vikings, so we could be seeing him twice a year.
He'll be a solid pro.
I think he'll be a really
good
pro.
I think JJ McCarthy will be a solid pro, but I don't think he should start this year. I think he needs to learn.
I agree too.
Or at least have them be willing to have patience with him. But I agree. I think he's got the tools though, his issue is just he hasn't done it enough.
Yeah, he hasn't really needed it.
They always ask him,
but
basically
had
the ball off.
Michigan had an incredible run game and O-line, so he didn't have to do a whole lot.
You could argue Mac Jones didn't have to do a whole lot, and that didn't work out well.
Hey, speaking of Michigan, where do you think Blake Corum will go in the draft?
Oh, man. Late round.
Where are the Chargers slotted to be drafted?
I could see him going later rounds to the Chargers.
Fifth round or beyond. I don't think he's... did he measure him?
They have him mocked.
I think he...
It's such a weak running back class, he might go higher than you think, though.
Yeah,
I love that kid.
Well,
I think he's just...
he's a stud, I think.
Gritty
second, third round is my guess.
I do think that's the other reason free agency was so big for running backs is because no one saw the talent.
Let's see where the Beast ranked.
The Beast ranks him as a second, third round. Second overall running back, though.
Oh, wow.
27 rush touchdowns last year.
Yeah. 50, yeah. They have him at the third.
45
round.
In the last 2 years of
college. Oh, this kid's going to be... Oh, Mike, I didn't realize he ran a 4.53 at the combine. That is...
I could see him being a meaty.
He's going to be slept on. He's going to fall, and someone's going to pick him up, and he's going to be a real good pro.
Wow.
He has a ton of carries in college. So 675 carries is a boatload.
I could, that's tough. That's tough.
That's a lot of tread on those tires.
And he's only 5'8", 205 is a pretty stocky build, but
kind of Barry Sanders-esque.
But he's got enough explosion in that 4.53, 1.58 split.
Really is a weak
running
back class. I'm looking at it now.
But all I know about this kid
Brooks.
He's a gritty ass runner. Like I watched him in those playoffs and championship. I was like, I came away from the Michigan postseason thinking I would just love to have Corum on the Lions. I mean, not even because he'll be like a top notch contributor. He just seems to fit that grit.
Yeah, Trey Benson's the third ranked running back, you know, UJ. I'm surprised he didn't have the Lions taking him at some point.
Benson, that's
Florida State.
Yeah, he's good. He's explosive.
Oh, I like him.
No Notre Dame guys, Red Dog or UJ.
I was looking for a spot to take a Notre Dame guy, but it just didn't fall into my draft. It just didn't
happen. Audric Estime.
That's why I had to give you guys that jump.
I appreciate it.
The generous Bob.
UJ, when Harrison Mavis hits a 66-yarder in the black jerseys, are you going to come around on him?
Uh-oh. That's like a double whammy right
That's
there.
That's a loaded question.
In the Super Bowl to win it.
Am I going
to
come around in the black jerseys?
Yeah, and then no he pulls out a Big Mac. No, they wouldn't wear it
no
in the
way
Super Bowl.
No way the Lions wear it in the Super Bowl. No chance. Oh. I don't think the NFL would allow it, honestly. They do not. I don't think they'd allow the alternate. Nah.
Don't you both wear your homes
if they won the Super Bowl in the blacks?
The worst alternate uniforms ever were the red and green Bills and Jets uniforms they wore on like a Thursday night football game. For a colorblind guy like me, it was the worst sports viewing experience football-wise I've had.
That was really bad. You're right. The Seahawks had horrible ones too with those weird neon.
I don't hate those. I don't hate those. It fits what they, you know, their color scheme. But anyways, let's wrap this up. So those are our final mock drafts. We'll try to post it on our
guaranteed accuracy, ladies and gentlemen.
Pick guaranteed. Marshawn Nealand, absolutely first round,
third round guy if I've ever seen one.
Not third round, right? You said I'd do a punishment if he goes in the third round, right?
Outside of the
that
second,
was
yeah.
The agreement on that. Yeah.
You know,
hey,
you know,
we both like Luke McCaffrey, so we got a couple of the same guys.
Some of these, these. On our mocks, though, we have hit a number That's of these true. Over the years. You know, I mean,
yeah we have.
Z had
have.
Donovan Peoples-Jones. We didn't draft him.
Yes,
had
we
Laporta
did.
Last year, I had Laporta. We've all had, like, we've all
last
hit.
Last year, Gibbs, you did got Gibbs, yeah.
Gibbs, right? You're right.
And Campbell, right? Yeah,
you're right. So.
But, hey, Campbell, speaking of McCaffrey, though, his metrics actually, at 6'2", he's, like, on par or better than his brother, Christian. I just think he's totally slept on. His athletic traits are donk.
Yeah, he's probably going to go earlier just because of the McCaffrey name.
Well,
honestly.
He's 6'2", yeah, runs a 4.4, what, 5 or 4, something like that, and it's super
he's
agile.
He's not a good blocker. That's the biggest downside to him. He's a horrible blocker. He has a lot to learn there.
That's
so
more about willingness.
If there's a reason why he falls, it's because his blocking is very subpar right now. But he could learn that, I think. He hasn't played the receiver position that long, like Connor mentioned. He started off at quarterback at Nebraska. So, ended up being a wide receiver at Rice. So, anyways, let's wrap this up. So, thank you, everybody, for listening to our final mock draft. If you want to praise the black uniforms, these awesome black uniforms, or, you know, just give your opinion on the new unis.
If you want to disgrace
your thoughts on what your mock draft is, Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter /X at Drinking Lions. Go on there, follow us, let us and you know, give us your comments about all that stuff. YouTube, again, we will be doing a live stream of the first round of the draft starting at 7 o'clock Central, same time the draft starts, 7 o'clock Central. If you go on YouTube, subscribe at DTBK or just type in Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. You should be able to find it easily. Subscribe. Get to know when we go live. We'll probably have guests in from different teams getting their thoughts on some of their draft picks as well throughout the night as well. So it should be a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun. Am I missing? So we also want to thank, of course, our producer on tonight's show and then during the draft live stream on Thursday.
Kid J.
Thank you, Kid J, so much for crushing every week.
Best in the biz.
And, yes, best in the biz for sure. Otherwise, I have nothing else to add other than just thank you, listeners. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you on the live stream Thursday night. Just pop in whenever you can. Appreciate it whatever time you can make. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate you. And last but not least, as always, go.
Yo.
Forward down the field. a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.